This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. College sports are in for big changes following this week's U.S. Supreme Court decision. The ruling says that the NCAA cannot limit education-related benefits to student-athletes for things like computers and internships. Terry, this is considered a first step in eventually paying salaries to some Division I athletes.
When you're looking at a game at Michigan or Ohio State and you see a football game with 100,000 people in the stands and you see millions upon millions of dollars rolling in corporate suites and television revenue, these schools get all this cash.
Right.
We're talking what I've always said, the pros is really what they are. Do you know, like, coordinators are making $1 million or $2 million to some of these schools? Not the head football coach, the coordinator. And then they build these palaces, not just the stadiums, but the practice facilities and all these things.
And we've long talked about this. When you're talking about Ohio State, Alabama, all those schools, let them do what they want. Those athletes are like pros and they should be paid like pros.
Well, I was talking to one athletic director just now before we went on the air of a mid-major school. And he said, you know, what may happen here is the big boys, the top 40 or whatever, may just leave the NCAA, basically become like a pro league, somehow negotiate with somebody representing the athletes, like they have a basic labor agreement. Here's our minimum salary. In other words, they'll finally get it over and just be pros. And frankly, I don't care about what they do. There's 300 schools playing Division I basketball. That's like 40 of the 300.
Yeah, so the big question here is, what about the schools in our region? Akron, Kent State, Cleveland State. What do they do in this situation?
How about this? You're a student working your way through Akron, Kent, or Cleveland State. Already, part of your student fees is going to the athletic department. How would you like to see your student fees jacked up even more so they could pay $15 an hour for a basketball player at your school?
That's not what's happening, but that could be.
That could be next, because where would they get the money? They're not going to get it from television. Now, I'm talking these mid-majors. Look, you go to games at Kent or Akron for football, you know, maybe 15,000 is a really good crowd. Sometimes it's 5,000, and they're not paying big dollar tickets for that. So they're already running deficits at all those places. What I like about this, it's going to force these schools to decide, who are we?
What this ruling does is really opens the door. There's going to be more changes coming.
What it looks like now compared to 3 years from now, we'll be shocked on the changes. It's going to look much different. Now, if these schools are smart, they're going to get out ahead of this and figure out, okay, how are we going to do this?
So what would be the options for these schools?
Well, here's a couple things. Number one is University of Hartford, which was Division I and quite a number of things, just said, forget it, we're going Division III. With everything, non-scholarship sports, we're done. That could happen. Or perhaps, and this will hurt some athletes if they do this, the track person, the baseball, the golfer, all right, we will have X amount of scholarships in basketball and football, volleyball, you know, that type of thing, just a couple sports, and the rest, non-scholarship Division III.
It's unbelievable to me that this went to the Supreme Court and that the NCAA hasn't addressed this already over the years.
Yes, this is punishing them for their greed and their inability to see what was coming. It was aimed primarily at the big money schools, but I think that it has to trickle down to what we have close to home, the mid-majors here.
So basically the NCAA structure as we know it is over.
I think so. I really do. And they are begging for new lawsuits. That's what this does. And it's almost like if you guys won't structure your business so it's more equitable to everybody, we will.
This is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, like you said, over the next 3 years.
I'm fascinated to see, because usually most people don't make major decisions unless they're in a lot of pain. Well, the NCAA and these Division I schools are getting ready to go through a whole lot of pain.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.